99.9 WTUZ, your kind of country. It's Eric McElroy in the morning, and it's brought to you by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg, Z Country.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Hey now, happy Monday. 6:10, about to flip to 6:11, can't make that up. It's Eric, Michelle is out, Mary Alice over in the newsroom. Boy, we're busy today on a Monday morning. Glad you're joining me, by the way. Listen, if you've never won anything before, well, today's your day. Few chances for you. $25 to Rod's Donuts and Diner, that'll be handed out. Also, it's a Monday Money Mania, courtesy of Swiss Village Insurance. Somebody's winning $50 in cold, hard cash. And if you haven't heard, next week, Kelly Clarkson and Kelsey Ballerini will be at the Q up in Cleveland. We have tickets for you all week. Yeah, I said all week. So the fun gets started this morning. If you want to join the morning show, it's oh so easy. Send that email, Eric or Mary at WTUZ.com. Again, Michelle out today. Text us too. Weaver Appliance text line. Same number you can call, 330-339-9399. On social media, it's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we're streaming all the time online at WTUZ.com. So much more for you right there on our website as well. I'll let you know how you can win all those prizes a little bit later on this morning. After the break, though, more of your kind of country. It's 99.9 WTUZ. 99.9 WTUZ. Good morning to you. Mary, how are you? I feel like I haven't said good morning to you yet this morning.
Yeah, we've been busy.
Yes, well, that's what happens normally on a Monday. How's your weekend? Good?
Good.
All right, we'll get into all that in a minute. Yeah. Loss of sleep, all that stuff. First, your headlines. Mary, take it away.
In news, when it comes to sweepstake or prize scams, Ohio's Attorney General is urging consumers to just say no and to always be cautious. These scams often are initiated through the mail or with a call from someone claiming to be from an organization and that the contacting consumer has won money or a vehicle. And Attorney General Dave Yost points out that legitimate organizations will never request or demand advance payment. And over $13,000 was reported as an average loss in Ohio back in 2018. Then in other news, the Toledo Blade reports 100 of the 146 fishermen who were reportedly out on ice on Lake Erie were able to grab their gear and make it back to shore before any additional ice broke off. And those ice sheets broke during Saturday's windy weather. And for additional local news, you can always go to WTUZ.com.
How scary would that be out there stranded?
That would be.
On Lake Erie.
I know.
You know what I mean?
No, thanks. Yeah.
With the ice breaking apart and everything else.
Yeah. Ugh. No, no. I'll just stay, you know, on shore.
I'll stay inland.
Right.
Hey, that time change kind of screwed up the McElroy compound over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
The twins' naps. Everything else. It's like they got an extra. It's like they, I don't know, their whole morning schedule was all weird. Mm. I don't know. It was all messed up. Because we lost the hour, right? Right. But when they woke up, I'm like, well, what really time are they waking up now? It was one of those things. Then their nap, I tried to time it up with the original time, but it's not the original time.
No.
You know how it goes.
Yeah, no, it's not original anymore. It's all messed up for you.
Yeah, hey, so Rainbow Connection over the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was another hit for them. Obviously, yes. We don't have the totals yet. Don't we normally get that at some point in time?
Yeah.
The total?
Yeah, well, I'll be calling them once they open this morning.
Gotcha.
So,
Carmel, you answer that phone now.
We will be hearing from them hopefully later this afternoon.
Did you make a pledge, Mary?
I didn't.
All righty. You could have just said yes and lied to the people. I, Mary, made my pledge.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Good, you're a better person than I am.
Not really, but I try to be.
Try to be.
Okay. Try to be okay. A good person.
Okay. Yeah, it sounded like it was a success for from some of the pictures and some stuff I saw on Facebook and social media. It sounded like it was a huge success. As always, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Carmel Howder, all those folks who work hard over there to make it a success. Just once a year they ask for your money, and yesterday was that day. I think our very own Al Little was there answering telephones, taking pledges, all that good stuff.
Cool deal.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, by the way, I may have found a Lent loophole, if you will. How are you doing on the whole no pasta?
I'm doing good so far. So far, so good.
All right, so that includes, is pizza included in that? It's basically pasta. There's cheese and sauce.
Well, no, I haven't been, I should add pizza, really. I've been really bad with pizza over the past week.
Okay, so it's just pasta in general. Is that just red pasta or,
like,
I mean,
like noodle,
Alfredo?
Yeah, like anything to do with noodles.
All right.
Yeah, no ravioli.
Well, my Lent loophole goes like this.
Her little Debbie.
I was at the gas station, okay?
Uh-huh.
Purchasing fuel, some other things. I go inside and I see the little Debbie snack cakes.
Ooh.
And I go, no, I can't do it. Right?
Right.
Trying to go to heaven. And I'm trying to abide by these rules that we came up with.
That's right.
Which was just last week.
Right.
Obviously for Lent, the Lenten season. But right next to the little Debbie snack cakes were what you call Hostess brand snack cakes.
Oh.
So here's what I did. I purchased some Hostess snack cakes, okay?
That's right. It's not Little Debbie's.
And, you know, unbeknownst to me, sometimes my wife and then my radio wife, Michelle Spring, they coordinate and they talk, okay? Every
right,
now and again.
Right.
Off hours. So Rebecca sees these.
Oh, no.
Rebecca sees these Hostess. Hostess, mind you, not Little Debbie.
That's right.
Hostess snack cakes. And then takes a Snapchat picture, sends it off to Michelle Spring, and then from there, my life was... It wasn't the same yesterday, Mary.
Oh, man.
It wasn't the same.
Oh.
Those two are banned from talking to each other now. But I ask you, is that cheating? Little Debbie, Hostess.
Yeah.
Is it cheating,
man.
Mary?
Man. Yeah, my...
It's almost like you banning pasta, but still eating pizza.
Yeah.
It's almost like that same thing.
And even still, like, my dad had a good point about the pasta was, like, they make brown rice pasta and, you know, like, Lent pasta and stuff like that. So they make pasta out of...
Like wheat pasta.
Right, yeah. So,
that's
mean,
still, no, it's pasta's pasta.
To be specific, but yeah, Hostess or Little Debbie.
That's what I'm saying. Mm. Is it cheating, Mary? I need an answer from you.
Oh, geez.
You are in on this whole thing.
I would say it is, but it's not since you had Little Debbie's on your sign sheet over here.
Right.
Hanging up.
Now, I know.
Didn't say anything Hostess.
I know Little Debbie and Hostess, they're like cousins. They're in the same family, the snack cake family.
Mm.
I get it. But they're still there. I don't know. I found a Lent loophole, if you will.
Yeah, you said Little Debbie's and Hostess is not.
So, no. Anita texts us and says that's cheating.
No.
Again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I don't know.
You could have found
I'm sure loophole. Michelle will have something to say about it when she comes back tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because she was on me right away. She's as soon as my wife sent that to her.
I bet, yeah.
She was on me right away.
Yes. No donuts for her.
But I will tell you this, and this is a true story, okay? I have not eaten the Hostess snack cakes that I did purchase yet. They're still wrapped. They're still sitting in my pantry. I can even provide proof if some want the proof. Therefore, I still have not cheated.
Nice.
I just want to get everybody's take on the whole Hostess v. Little Debbie debate.
Yeah.
That's where I stand.
Yeah, especially since you signed the paper that specifically says Little
Correct.
Debbie's, not like, you know, just snacks in
snack
general.
Snack cakes in general,
right.
Thank you, Mary. So
Little
now
Debbie's.
You're kind of on my side, I feel.
I am a little bit. But
now I kind of feel like...
I still kind of think it's cheating because it's the same
Okay, whatever.
Thing.
Doesn't matter what you think.
No.
I'm just joking, Mary. Obviously, it matters what you think. Hey, apparently Whoopi Goldberg almost died.
What?
You hear about this?
No.
Double pneumonia. That's pneumonia in both lungs, I'm assuming, not just pneumonia once and then pneumonia again. Remember a couple years ago I had pneumonia?
Yeah.
Mary, I could have died. Would you imagine that? Could you imagine?
No, Eric.
There would have been no Eric. Therefore, my children would have no father. Could you believe that?
No.
Anyway, during a video message on The View on Friday afternoon, Whoopi finally made an appearance after, I don't know how long she's been gone. I think since early February she hasn't been on the show. That's a long time.
Dang.
But here she was telling everybody, hey, it's okay, but this is what was going on.
Hey, yes, it's me. I am here. I am up and moving around, not as fast as I'd like to be, but I am okay. I'm not dead. So here's what happened.
Not dead.
I had pneumonia, and I was septic. Pneumonia in both lungs, which meant there was fluid. There was all kinds of stuff going on. And yes, I came very, very close to leaving the earth.
There you go. See, that's not funny. One.
No.
And I remember when I had pneumonia.
Oh.
It was, I'll never forget, it was kind of weird because it was the weekend that Oklahoma played Ohio State in Columbus, right?
Right.
And I was bedridden.
Mm.
I couldn't, I mean, Mary, my whole body hurt.
Oh, man.
I've never felt this way in my life.
Ugh.
And it was kind of weird because Baker Mayfield came into the horseshoe.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Beat our behinds, and then now, of course, you know, I'm in love with the dude. But
right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I remember from my...
It made
my
you feel
pneumonia.
Dangerous.
It made me feel something, Mary.
Good news, I didn't. Thank you for all of your good wishes, all of the wonderful things that people have been saying. Even people who are not like huge fans of mine have actually said nice things about me. We all know that's going to change when I get back. But for right now, it's brilliant.
No.
And thank you for everything. And ladies, I cannot wait to see y'all. This has been interesting, and I'll tell you about it when we're all at the table.
Okay.
To everybody, see you soon.
To be honest, and then when I saw that clip, I saw who is all at the table. I know Joy, I know Whoopi, and I don't know anybody else. I mean, honestly, who are these women? I do not know.
Yeah, who knows? Is that the one? No, Bush's daughter isn't on The View, is she?
That's
Good Morning America, right? I can't keep track of it.
Bush's daughter, the Today Show. There you go.
Today Show. Okay.
It's hard to keep track of all those, Mary. I was really thinking hard, if you can tell by my long...
She was on some morning show.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you can still hear it in Whoopi's voice. You know, she's still got a little raspiness going on.
Well, she's a smoker. She's always kind of had the little, the raspiness.
It's a little bit more pronounced.
And her, listen, it's not her sister act days where she can belt it out. Like
no.
She used to.
Nope.
She's getting up there.
She is.
Hey, today's a big day in terms of prizes. Let me inform you again. We have $25 to Rob's Donuts and Diner.
Mm.
That'll go next hour when we review what's number one from over the weekend. Also today, Mary, it's a Monday Money Mania. I almost screwed it up, but I recovered that time.
Money, money, money.
That brought to you by Swiss Village Insurance. And then today, Mary... is the first day in which folks can win tickets to see Kelly Clarkson and Kelsey Ballerini live at Quicken Loans Arena. That show is a week from this coming Thursday.
Coming up quick. That'll be a great show.
Indeed. I have folks your chance to win a little bit later on this morning. All week, too, we have your chance to win. Of course, right here in Z Country on 99.9. Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy waking you up. Michelle off today. Mary Alice over in the newsroom. As I'm scrolling and looking for big shot celebrity birthdays, really the only couple I see are Johnny Knoxville. Remember him from Jackass? He's 48. Actor Terrence Howard is 50 years old today. There you have it. Big shot celebrity birthday. Told you. It was weak. All of March has been kind of weak for that. Hey, our local celebrities now. Happy birthday to, I believe it's Diane Zimmerman, celebrating today. Also, we have Mary Kretzinger. Happy birthday, Mary. TJ Baylor or Baller. I'm hoping it's Baller. From New Philadelphia. Happy birthday, TJ. Alyssa Wallace Lane is celebrating. Also, David Ricklick, and I want to mention this one, our fearless leader in this building, General Manager 1 Jared Slayball, turning, 29 today, I think? Jared, happy birthday. The best boss a boy could ask for. There you have it. Out of all those, I can't really pick our own general manager as the daily winner, although he's a winner every day getting to work with all of us. I will pick, though, Alyssa Wallace Lane as our daily winner. Alyssa, you win prizes from Texas Roadhouse, Auntie Anne's, and Liddy's Cakes and Cookies. Congratulations. Now, from all of our daily winners last week, I have to pick a weekly winner. Let's travel back to Wednesday. Why not? Good old hump day. Casey Mick on that day was chosen as our daily winner. Now she wins more prizes from Texas Roadhouse, Auntie Anne's, Rod's Donuts, and Sugar Fuse in Dover. So congrats to you, Casey Mick. Now our weekly birthday winner. And then our daily birthday winner, Alyssa Wallace Lane. Hey, coming up next, more of your kind of country. And remember, we're streaming online, WTUZ.com. Good stuff. Thank you, Mary. Hey, what is number one from the weekend? Not only did J-Lo and A-Rod get engaged, but also another country star got engaged to another country star's sister.
Oh.
That's a tease. I'll give you the details in a minute. First, country music charts. Luke Combs and his song Beautiful Crazy, number one this week on top of the country music charts, knocking Jordan Davis and his song Take It From Me down to number four. In between there at number two, Midland's Burn Out, Chris Stapleton's Millionaire, Riley Green, There Was This Girl. There you have it, top five on the charts. Digitally right now, in terms of singles, Dustin Lynch released a new song on Friday, Riding Roads. That's the number one single trending digitally. Also, he released a new EP over the weekend by the same title. Kind of a surprise. There's only like three songs on that EP as he's getting folks pumped up for spring, I guess. And then remember Friday, Maren Morris released her album Girl, which is not only the number one album digitally on the country charts, but all genres of music as well. Highly anticipated album. All right, now for these lovebirds. First, Chuck Wicks, who's had a couple country music hits in his career.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, proposed to his girlfriend, Cassie Williams, who is the sister of Jason Aldean.
Oh.
Say what? Now, Jason Aldean's real name is Jason Aldean Williams, I do believe. His last name is Williams. And his middle name is spelled Aldean, A-L-D-I-N-E, not A-L-D-E-A-N, which is how he spells his stage name. Yes, just, hey, I'm just educating you.
Yeah.
Of course, what's her name? Cassie said yes to Chuck Wicks.
Of course.
But that kind of pales in comparison to what happened.
J-Lo.
Yeah, J-Lo and A-Rod over the weekend. Folks were going nuts on social media. They shared their news on Instagram. J-Lo's 49, A-Rod's 43, and it's about time he puts a ring on it.
That's right.
By the way, have you seen that ring?
I was just about ready to say that. Huge.
It doesn't even look real.
I know.
Like, honestly, it looks fake.
Yeah.
I can't believe there's a diamond out there that massive.
Yeah.
But if there is, A-Rod's going to find it.
Yeah, and it's just one diamond. There's not, like, anything around it or anything. It's just one.
No, I don't understand.
Diamond.
A-Rod, even what? You spelled out I love you with some rose petals on the bed, something he shared on social media. So A-Rod's fallen head over heels.
Who wouldn't?
How adorable, though. So, of course, that was one of the big topics over the weekend.
It was, yes.
New movie number one in the box office. It's Captain Marvel from Marvel Studios.
Of course.
Becoming one of the biggest blockbusters ever, led by a woman, Brie Larson, who plays the role of Carol Danvers as Captain Marvel, brought in $153 million in its first weekend. That's just here in North America.
Dang.
Globally, $455 million.
A little bit of change there.
That makes it one of Marvel's most successful character debuts. Only ahead of it, The Avengers, Black Panther, Captain America, and Iron Man 3. Those are the other ones that have opened better at theaters for Marvel. Jeez. Now you have Captain Marvel in there.
Yeah.
So that's number one. How to Drain Your Dragon.
How to what?
Train Your Dragon. Sorry.
Drain Your Dragon.
Easy for me to say. That was the number one film last week and fell to number two. Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral at three. Lego Movie at four. Yeah. And Alita Battle Angel at five.
Okay. Yeah. Anytime a Marvel movie comes out, everything else gets pushed back.
You know that's the case always.
Yes.
Hey, what's number one from your weekend brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner? And yes, you have a chance to win. Now later, it's $50 to Swiss Village, and I still have Kelly Clarkson tickets. But right now, as we shout out Rod's, thanks again to Rod sponsoring what's number one from over your weekend. In terms of music, movies, news, headlines, all that stuff. Rod's right there in Uricksville, Main Street, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. Daily lunch and breakfast specials, not to mention donuts and cream sticks, at a number of your local convenience stops around town. If you want $25 to Rod's, we will go to the text line. Keyword is Rod's, R-O-D-S. Include your name. It will help us select a winner. Once again, keyword Rod's on the text line. $25 to Rod's Donuts and Diner could be all yours. 99.9 WTUZ, that's Lee Bryce. Hey, we have one anniversary to get to today. Happy 16 years to Matt and Morgan Graham out of Stone Creek. Happy anniversary, Matt and Morgan. Remember to submit your birthdays or anniversaries. The contest section at WTUZ.com. Also, the keyword birthday or anniversary on the Weaver Appliance text line. Also, email us directly, contests at WTUZ.com. Snail mail, too. We're at 2424 East High Ave, New Philadelphia. Hey, I do have a winner, by the way. The keyword was Rod's on the Weaver Appliance text line. It's one Greg Reniker. Greg, congrats. $25 to Rod's Donuts and Diner. All yours. We do it every Monday. Of course, when Rod's sponsors what's number one from over the weekend, thanks again to Rod's Donuts and Diner. More of your kind of country coming up next. It's 99.9. Hey, while you're on some state stuff right there,
yeah.
You ever seen the movie The Shawshank Redemption?
I haven't. I've heard of it, though.
It's an older movie, mid-90s, starring Morgan Freeman, Tim Robbins.
Oh, yeah, Morgan Freeman.
And it was filmed in Ohio. In Mansfield,
really?
At the reformatory there.
Oh.
And word has it that some of the cast members of the Shawshank Redemption planning to reunite in, of course, Ohio for the film's 25th anniversary.
25.
Mm-hmm. So 94, that would make it then, huh?
Ooh, yeah.
Mansfield is hosting tours and events this coming August to celebrate that big day. The movie was filmed basically entirely right there in Mansfield, Ohio. Now, the actors scheduled to appear, you won't have Tim Robbins, you won't have Morgan Freeman. Mm-hmm. As of right now, who knows? That may change. Yeah. The dude who played the warden, Bob Gunton, will be there.
Okay.
And also a few others.
I was going to say, Morgan Freeman, he's probably too big of a name now.
Well,
I don't know, like, if he was a big name back then.
It's one of his, yeah, I mean, he kind of was, but that's one of his major roles, that film.
Okay, yeah, he's not coming to Ohio.
Mary, come on.
Sorry.
Why are you laughing?
He's not coming.
Tim Robbins, what about him, no?
That's okay.
Now, sites featured on the tours include, of course, the Ohio State Reformatory, and the good old Shawshank Oak Tree Field. Now, the tree is no longer there. It was toppled by high winds a couple years ago, back in 2016.
Okay. Were you a fan of...
The movie? It's a good movie.
It's a good movie? Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I believe you.
It will also be screened on August 16th at the historic Renaissance Theater, or Theater, depending on your pronunciation
there
and upbringing. Where that film had its premiere 25 years ago. Cool. So Mansfield's doing it up big for the anniversary.
Absolutely.
And as they should. Hey, the last Chevy Cruze assembled at that Lordstown plant there up near Youngstown. I wanted to say Lordstown and Youngstown all at the same time. And it almost came out as that right there. But the last Chevy Cruze sedan assembled at that plant has a buyer right here in Ohio. Someone wants to buy up the last Chevy Cruze hot off the market, hot off the assembly line.
Nice.
It was supposed to go to a dealership in Florida, but instead, sent Friday to a dealership in Warren, where a buyer is expected to pick it up this week. Came off the assembly line Wednesday afternoon, the final Chevy Cruze. Nothing from you, Mary? All right, perfect.
Nothing,
thank you.
Nothing.
All righty.
Sorry.
That plant will leave like 1,700 hourly workers without a job, at least for now.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
I guess I never really thought about like the importance of the last vehicle being made at a plant, you know?
I kind of took over the Cavalier, I do believe, the Chevy Cruze did.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was a big fan of the Cavalier, once a proud driver of a 94 blue Chevy four-door Cavalier with no radio in it.
Oh, what?
Which is kind of weird.
What?
Just considering what I do now for a living.
That's how you got so good.
I just practiced.
You DJ'd to the steering wheel.
You're right. I had no radio, and I just practiced in my car.
Yes.
That whole time.
Like, this is Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining me in my car.
It's exactly what I would do. Hey, okay, this is what we're going to do. On a Monday Money Mania, we have $50 from Swiss Village Insurance for somebody to take home and stuff in their wallet, their purse, their piggy bank, whatever you want to do. Keyword is money on the Weaver Appliance text line. It's 330-339-9399. Again, keyword money. Send that word along with your name and it will help us break this thing down and find a winner. We do it every Monday. It's a money mania, a mad dash, if you will. Each week, Swiss Village Insurance right there in Sugar Creek. Reevaluate your insurance needs. They can help you do that. Again, $50 could be all yours. Keyword money, Weaver Appliance text line. Good luck to you. 99.9 WTUZ. Hey, we have a winner, by the way. $50 from Swiss Village Insurance is going to Pam Watson from the Weaver Appliance text line. Brooke, listen to this text right here. Pam said, I could use the money to help pay for my new Speed Queen washer and dryer from Weaver Appliance. Pam, you know that's
nice.
Going to get you in there right there.
Yeah.
Pam, thanks again for texting and listening. You're a winner, $50 richer from Swiss Village Insurance. Get a quote today, home, life, vehicle, commercial, doesn't matter. 330-852-4595. The gals, Tanya, Christina, Kelly, Amber, they'll hook you up. Again, Swiss Village Insurance on a Monday Money Mania. We do it every Monday. That's Brooke.
Hi.
Over there. Hey, welcome.
Morning.
Welcome to our Monday.
Yeah, right?
Where nothing.
It's like every Monday.
Where nothing works ever.
I know. Why even come to work anymore? You know?
Well, I think contractually I have to still just come in.
Maybe we'll just come in on Tuesdays.
Oh, we'll see if we can enact something. Trump, get on that. Add an extra day to the weekend, maybe.
Yeah, there we go.
Forget that wall.
I'd be all for that.
Forget that wall. Add another weekend day.
Yes.
That made sense. Was that English?
Yes, all right,
you have Z News for us. Brooke, take it away.
I do. All right, in this day in history, in 1888, the Blizzard of 88, also known as the Great White Hurricane, began burying the northeastern United States.
Sounds like it should be some sort of boxer, the Great White Hurricane.
Right.
You know what I mean? That'd be my nickname.
Or wrestler.
If I were a boxer.
Yeah, okay. 1989, the hit reality-based television show Cops premieres on the Fox television network.
Cops is 30 years old.
It is. Isn't that crazy? In 1993, Elizabeth Taylor received a Lifetime Achievement Award for the American film from the American Film Institute. And then in 97, Queen Elizabeth knighted Paul McCartney.
That's right. You shall call him Sir Paul McCartney.
That's right.
Now.
Holidays for today. It's National Napping Day. Can we do that today? Let's do that today. World Plumbing Day. It's Johnny Appleseed Day. Fill Our Staplers Day. And Worship of Tools Day.
I had to film my stapler back there earlier.
Well, there you go.
How weird is that?
Maybe I should do that too after this.
Yeah.
That's about the only thing I'll be able to do today.
Yeah, you can't do any computer work.
No. On television tonight, The Bachelor, the season finale, will be on at 8. The Voice is on at 8. Danny DeVito will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Maren Morris will be performing on Jimmy Fallon. And Dan and Shay will be performing on Seth Meyers.
Very nice.
Yeah. In country news, Brett Aldridge, he's doing something that most of us probably wouldn't be able to do.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's really opened my mind up.
Giving up his smartphone, by the way. That's
it's
what he's
really
doing.
Made my yes. opened my mind up and and spend time looking around and getting inspiration and writing it down and feeling the feelings that I feel instead of getting all nervous from them, chase them and write about them. And that's really helped me a lot as a writer, and I think it's really going to show on my next record.
Brett Eldridge with all the feels, minus the smartphone.
Yeah, well, he said it helped inspire his song Love Someone.
He talks about how he loves performing in front of a live audience, how it gives him all the juices, gets him all fired up.
When you have that feeling of connection with the crowd, and you look out in the crowd, and you see somebody singing every word, and you feel that passion, it fuels you in such a powerful way. If I'm ever having a bad day or anything, I can go play a show, and I can connect with that person that is just having the time of their life and realizing this is why I'm doing this.
Hey, Brooke, moving on to the next thing. I know Alabama recently, they're on tour. That's an old school tour.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one, too,
yeah,
coming,
this,
right?
This is going to be awesome. Travis Tritt and Charlie
Come
Daniels.
On, y'all.
Yes. Outlaws and Renegades tour. They're going to be hitting 40-plus dates. Of course, they kicked it off on the 8th. And they will be in Ohio, so that's awesome. June 2nd, they'll be in Cincinnati. And then June 14th, they'll be in Columbus.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that'd be a fun show.
And have you seen The Ring? Have you seen J-Lo's
No,
Ring?
I right, have not seen it
check
yet.
Check that thing out. It almost looks fake.
What?
It almost looks like it's not real.
It does, yeah.
From a fairy tale. Yeah, wow. J-Lo, A-Rod, tying the knot. It's about
They're
time.
Cute, though.
About time
I know.
To put a ring on it. Well, this is her...
I
we
think
were
it's
just
her
talking
third.
About it.
As far as I know.
She is married to some singer, or I mean some dancer.
Right, yes.
Like Chris Judd or something, right?
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
Oh, shoot, this is her fourth then. Oh, I forgot then, about Ben. How could I forget about Ben?
And then you're right, Mark Anthony.
Yeah, this is her fourth.
Well, hey,
Did the rings just keep getting bigger and bigger?
I think so.
Is that how it
I think that's how it goes.
Well, that's okay. They're cute. I hope they work out. And their families are excited about it. And
yeah.
It was kind of a secret for everybody. I don't know if a lot of people knew about it.
The engagement?
Yeah.
Well, they made news Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know when it happened. Maybe that was indeed the day you popped the question.
It could be. Yeah. I don't know. But it's cute.
Z News on a Monday. Again, congratulations, I want to say, to Pam Watson. The lucky texter this morning on the Weaver Appliance text line, $50. Richer from Swiss Village Insurance. We do that every Monday. Next hour, a chance for somebody to win a pair of tickets to see Kelly Clarkson and Kelsey Ballerini live at Quicken Loans Arena. Remember, it's a tune-in to win kind of morning when you hear the Jason Aldean, Kelly Clarkson duet. Don't you want to stay? That's your cue to call. Take caller 9 at that point in time. That's next hour right here on Z Country 99.9. Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. That's Dylan Schneider. How does it sound? Eric McElroy along with you this morning. Remember, we're streaming all the time online, WTUZ.com. Your morning show driven and fueled by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. Michelle out today, but still I'll take you on a fun journey inside the country music time machine. 1980 is where we will go first. Willie Nelson was at number one with the song My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys. Again, that was 1980. We skip ahead to 1992. Garth Brooks' No Fences album becomes the first country disc to go 7 times platinum. 1995, The King, George Strait, his song You Can't Make a Heart Love Somebody was at number one. And then lastly, 3 years ago, Randy Houser released his fourth studio album, entitled Fired Up. Remember, he just released his most recent album, Magnolia, just month or so ago. There you have it on this day in country music history. Remember, it's a tune-in to win kind of morning when you hear Jason Aldean's duet with one Kelly Clarkson. Don't You Want to Stay? That's the name of that. That's your cue to call. Take caller number 9 when you hear it. That person will win 2 tickets to see Kelly Clarkson and Kelsey Ballerini live in concert at Quicken Loans Arena Thursday, March the 21st. We have chances for you to win all week long right here in Z Country. Again, tune in to win kind of morning when you hear that duet with Jason Aldean and Kelly Clarkson. That's your cue to call, and I'll take caller number 9 at 330-339-9399. Don't call now. I know somebody will. Country 99.9 WTUZ. There it is, the number one country song in the nation this week. Beautiful, crazy, it's a Luke Combs. Eric McElroy wrapping things up. All right, I had a long list of winners today. Let me see. Daily birthday winner, Alyssa Wallace Lane. Also, weekly birthday winner, Casey Mick, who celebrated last Wednesday, takes home more prizes today. Greg Reneker, $25 from Rod's Donuts and Diner back in the 7 o'clock hour. Pam Watson, winning $50 from Swiss Village Insurance. Yes, it is a Monday Money Mania, thanks to Swiss Village Insurance. Also, Angie Johnson, winning two tickets to see Kelly Clarkson live in concert. That's at Quicken Loans Arena, Thursday, March 21st. We have chances for you to win all week long. Needless to say, it's been a busy morning. If you missed any part of the morning show, minus Michelle Today, podcast section at WTUZ.com. Thanks to Mary Alice over in the newsroom. Tomorrow, well, we'll try and do a better job for you. For everybody here involved, I'm Eric. Find us on social media, WTUZ.com. For everything else, latest news, Big Z Sports, what's happening in your neck of the woods in the What's Happening section, and, of course, our streaming services. Don't forget to like, follow, and find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Until tomorrow on a Tuesday, have a great Monday, Z Country.